Research by a Melbourne charity has found that almost 1 in 10 people who sleep rough in the city each night are Australian war veterans. The homelessness support organisation Homeground says most have served in Iraq or Afghanistan. It wants the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs to find secure housing for any returned soldiers, sailors and airmen who have nowhere else to go. But the RSL says many of the veterans suffer from mental illness or are otherwise unwilling to accept help. In Melbourne, Pat McGrath reports.
David McLaughlin understands well the hardship faced by many soldiers when they return home from war. He is the president of the Victorian branch of the RSL, which often helps homeless veterans find a place to live. But he's also had experience with those who've wound up living on the streets. Until 3 years ago, a Vietnam veteran slept rough almost every night outside the RSL's headquarters in Melbourne.
We talked to him, we tried to get him to go into accommodation at various places that we could have arranged for him. But no, that was what he wanted to do. And then one night we saw him there, and the next morning we went out to check on him. And the poor old fellow, who was a Vietnam veteran, had passed away.
David McLaughlin sees a few reasons why veterans could be more susceptible to homelessness.
It's something that we really haven't been able to get a real figure on. We know down in the Gippsland, for example, that there are a number of veterans down there that, they're homeless, but they live in the bush. And there are other parts of Victoria where that occurs. For whatever reason, a lot of people don't want to seek help. They know the help is there, but they don't want to get involved in an organisation where they feel beholden to the organisation.
Now, the charity Homeground has offered up some numbers. It surveyed people sleeping rough on Melbourne streets and found that 9% identify as veterans. Heather Holst is Homeground's CEO.
The thing that's not available is reliable, affordable, long-term housing. So there seems to be, to me, from what I know, good counselling, those sort of supports, some crisis accom type supports as well. But what you need to end homelessness is affordable long-term housing. And I think veterans are finding it is hard to connect up with that.
Heather Holst says the Department of Veterans Affairs does a good job of offering counselling and financial support, but she believes it needs to do more to address homelessness.
I think we need guaranteed, rapid packages of affordable housing and the necessary supports, so that people aren't having to try and piece together their own solution when they're in a very, difficult position, personally.
So guaranteed housing for veterans who do find themselves in this situation?
I don't think that's unreasonable. I think that would be very good.
David McLaughlin from the RSL isn't so sure.
The service organisations, they're like Carry On, the RSL, we have got accommodation that we help people with through Lazy RSL Care.
So, but are you worried, though, that these figures are showing that you're missing people?
Yes, we probably are. I don't think that we're missing all of them, because a lot of them come to us for assistance in other ways.
The RSL's Victorian President, David McLaughlin, ending Pat McGrath's report.